late on here.
We'll pick up the tab if you're late, all right? I'm Jared. Hey, nice to meet you. This is Francisco. Did you get a heads up that you were detectives might want to talk to you?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I gave him a call this morning. We talked to Jessica last night, and we just got done talking to Ryan. I'll give you my card. When we're done here, if you think of anything that you think will be pertinent or we should know, just give me a call, text me, anything like that, all right?
Your ID card was your question?
Was that, sir?
Your ID card?
Yeah.
You can check it out.
Yeah, sure.
Sir. What's your home address? Oh, right down the street.
Yes, sir.
How long have you lived there?
Practically my whole life, so 19-something years.
I patrolled Moore Park like in 08, 09, so I did a couple years
out. Were you there when Sergeant Hendren was at Moore Park?
No, I was there before he was there. He's still there.
Yeah, I just started working there as a cadet.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was wondering, because I'm always at East Valley dropping off, you know, CRT and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just started there about a month ago, and I work here as well.
So I know Hendren. Mm-hmm. Hendren's going to be, next week, he's going to be out here doing another meeting, because we're trying to plan, I don't know if you talked to Pilato or anybody, we're trying to plan, like, a large-scale training exercise for the spring break next year.
Oh, really?
Yeah, awesome. Like an active shooter type thing, awesome. And we're gonna want, like, explorers and cadets, and, like, volunteer and stuff like that to help out, so. That's in Moore Park. A phone number for you?
805.
Mm-hmm. Your cell?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And birthday?
Yes, sir.
Nope. All right. So, do you know what happened?
Yeah. I
figured.
Yeah.
Most everyone in the station, I would imagine, knows. How did you find out?
I actually got a text from my mom, I think while I was at work, saying, because she works out, I think, in T.O. or Agora, somewhere over there.
Okay.
And she said, like, an off-ramp was shut down. And then I actually had to do a couple of details. I had to bring a yellow box to a deputy in TO and then go down to the range. And I saw that Hillcrest was shut down.
Okay.
And my mom sent me a text saying how sad, you know, guy got shot. And then I got an email this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I read it this morning. I actually received it yesterday from Chief Justice that Michael Johnson has been killed. And I was like, oh, that doesn't make any sense. So, I did further research on the article.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. You put one and one together, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, we're trying to figure things out, right? We're trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together. Mm-hmm. We've talked to a lot of people, family members, girlfriend, stuff like that. So, we're just trying to figure out who Michael Johnson was. You read the article?
Yeah.
So you know the Reader's Digest version of what happened,
exactly,
right?
Yes.
Seemed kind of out of character to you?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
He was always, you know, in a good mood, always nice to people, very polite,
mm-hmm.
you know, to myself, my professor that I have a class with him. It's a 10, 12, and 15 class.
What is it called?
It's a Criminal Justice Introduction to Parole and Probation.
Okay.
I just know it's a parole and probation class.
Who teaches the class? Who's the teacher?
Michael.
Okay. And what day is that class?
Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 11:15 a.m. He was in that class. He sat in the back right-hand corner. But he was always involved in class discussions. You know, like I said, super, super nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
Did you talk to him on Tuesday?
I saw him, but I don't think I've been to him. I saw him walk in class, but I've never been talking to him. I don't think I talked to him.
Did you guys interact with the class, like either projects or group discussions or stuff like that?
I mean, I've said a couple words across class to him, you know, but we never had any projects together. We've had one test. Teacher doesn't give up much homework at all, anyone for that matter. Sometimes I'll see him outside of work, like I'm at my girlfriend's volleyball game. You know, he's doing like things around the campus. You know, I'll, hey, what's up, Johnson? Like, how's it going? You know, we'll talk a little bit, but that's it.
Anything you said outside of class and outside of work, anything off campus? Were you seeing him or hung out with him?
No, I mean, I don't know if this is any help, but he told me, like, he told the class because he shaved his head completely bald, I want to say a week or two ago. And
like Vic, like,
yeah, like completely bald,
like Mr. Clean,
yeah, just clean. And he said it was for a family member, so I don't know if you know something happened to that family member that you know affected him or hurt him.
Maybe someone diagnosed with cancer or something, yeah, going through some kind of therapy.
Yeah, okay, exactly. So I don't know if that's any correlation, but you know, what else has he told me? Yeah, but he was always like super interested in this job, and you know, he, I don't know, I really got nothing else specific he's really told me.
I know you said for the most part always in a good mood, upbeat. You know, did you ever see him when he wasn't? Like, there was a day that he seemed to be in a bad mood or seemed to be down, depressed, anything like that that you noticed?
Not that I've ever noticed.
Okay.
Not at all.
You know if he took medication, smoked tobacco, used tobacco, anything like that that you're aware of?
I don't know.
Did he ever confide in you, like he, in the past, has used any illicit street drugs or anything like that?
Negative. No.
Okay. What about family? Did he talk about family and friends, girlfriends with you?
I don't know, because I, like, the first day that I ever worked with him here, you know, we kind of talked about, like, our lives and stuff and our careers, and he mentioned how he worked with computers prior to this job.
Okay.
He just, yeah, sick of it, he couldn't stand a desk job, so he applied here. Maybe he mentioned his girlfriend to me. I know now that he has a girlfriend. I think I found out from here, Andy, starts with today. But maybe he mentioned a girlfriend to me before, but I can't be exact.
Right.
You know, I'm just being honest with you.
Yeah. Oh, that's what I want.
Yeah.
What about hobbies? Obviously he spent a lot of time here and school. Did you, have you expressed some of the interests that he had?
Trying to think, when me, him, and Ramsey all went ticketing, we all went inside of the campus the first day. I'm trying to think if we ever talked about anything then.
What day is that? Like, what was the first day?
It had to have been Monday.
Okay.
He never worked Tuesdays and Thursdays, but in the beginning of the semester, I worked Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. So I had to have been a Monday. I want to say it was August 27th.
Okay.
The first day of the semester was the 20th, but it was my girlfriend's birthday, so I took that day off and went to dinner in the next week. So I had to have been August 27th.
How long have you been working as a cadet here?
January. I want to say January
4th. Oh, so you're going on a year.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So you work here and you're a cadet at Moore Park.
Yeah.
PD.
Yeah, exactly.
You recently got hired there.
Yeah, I started there August 12th, I believe, is when I hired
it. How old are you?
20.
Yeah. Want to be a policeman?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. I was going to say, I'm like, you're working at two different stations.
Yeah. Trying to build my resume, do as much as I can. I talked to, you know, Theobald, right?
Yeah, we saw him yesterday.
Yeah, I talked to him a lot. I try to, you know, ask him. And, well, mainly McCollum, Zachary McCollum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to him a lot.
Just try
to gain as much knowledge. Him and Theobald both, you know.
You know McCollum's sister, Michelle?
Do not know.
She works CMEPD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She's on the, you know, pros. Post-release offender supervision. They're like in between, so that your introduction to probation and parole class. So when AB 109 started, right, they have this new thing where it's parolees are no longer on parole, they're down class to post-release offender supervision. Yeah. So it's like in between probation and parole.
Okay.
They do, rather than being sent to prison because prisons were overpopulated, they're now supervised by probation, and they do county time. So they could be convicted of a felony. However, if it's a non-violent felony, all the non-non-nons, right?
Yeah.
Because of AB 109, they'll do county time as opposed to going to prison.
Okay.
So.
Hmm. That's pretty cool. With
his
sister?
Yeah, Michelle. Yeah, when I worked the station, I would see her a lot because I would work the Knolls, you know, and stuff like that because that's the unincorporated area.
Yeah.
So if I needed backup, she worked Beat 6, which was the Far East End. Mm. So she would back me up and stuff. So we still text once in a while.
Did you guys work together? Where did you say you worked together?
So she worked CME PD. I worked the Moore Park Station. But when I was the Frank 2 car.
Yeah.
So the Frank 2 car is the Knolls, right? Uh-huh. So I'd have to go to the Knolls. And if I needed backup.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because
yeah.
The backup's way too far. Yeah. Station 9, which is CME PD, I just have, hey, can you have Station 9 come back me up? So Michelle will come back me up because she worked nights and stuff like that. Oh. So small world.
Yeah, it is, right?
Anybody else you think we could talk to that would have known Mike Johnson that could shed some light or like got a friend that's had to work or... what he'd like to do on his time off, hobbies that he might have.
I would say, like, again, you know, maybe someone in my criminal justice class, but...
like anyone in particular?
I mean, he didn't really talk to me in class. He, like I said, he sat in the back corner, but he never showed any signs of depression or any negative bad attitude. Mm-hmm. He just sat by himself. He was very independent. You know, my criminal justice teacher today, I was talking to him. He said, like, it's crazy because he'd come up and shake my hand all the time and, you know, say thank you for the class today. So it's, like, when I found out about that, like, it just confused me because I couldn't ever imagine a guy like him doing that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, to me, I don't know. I just got the details that the news source provided. So I'm sure you guys have a little bit more.
Honestly, if we knew a lot of answers, we wouldn't be sitting here talking to you. So we're scratching our heads just as much as a lot of other people are, right? There's a lot of stuff that still needs to be answered because we learned he didn't go to class on Tuesday night, right?
Yeah.
So why didn't he go to class? Because it's my understanding he, for the most part, he would attend class. On the criminal justice class you guys shared together?
Yeah.
Did he come to class most days?
Yeah, he came to class most days. It's weird because I saw him walk into class, and then I never checked to see if he was in that class because we watched a movie that day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like...
what'd you watch, Training Day?
Shawshank Redemption.
Oh.
So, yeah. That's with Denzel Washington.
Yeah.
And, So, I mean, now that I look back at it, I think he was wearing glasses, a black shirt, jeans, I haven't really seen him wear glasses much before,
mm-hmm.
except on maybe at work, but in school. That's right. Just what I saw him outside. So.
Right.
As far as how he dressed that day, normal.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like that even there. But yeah, he's been showing class, I believe, almost every day.
Yeah. Okay. Anything else?
Hmm. I'm guessing the toxicity report is going to take a while to come back, right?
Probably a week or two, you know. So, we'll see, you know.
Yeah, the only information is he told the class he shaved his head for a family member. So, I don't know if something happened to that family member and that, you know, drew him into depression. I don't know.
Did you ask about the toxicity because is that what you suspect?
No, because when I was talking to Andy this morning, I was just telling him like how confused I was, and you know, we got to talking about how it's so out of character for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether maybe it was drugs, alcohol, because for a guy that nice,
right,
to be like that, I mean, I don't know. So, but you know, he never talked about drugs and alcohol. I don't know if that's a chance that happened.
It's all, it's a possibility. Like I said, when the docs comes back, maybe that'll answer some questions, but maybe it'll come back clean and then we're back where we are right here, where we still have a lot of things that aren't answered. So, okay, you have my card, you have my number.
Yeah.
Tell the guys at Moorpark, we said what's up.
All right, your foot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Jared.
Hey, give Zach a hard time, man.
So, yeah, I saw him, we worked Country Days together, and he was in, like, his regular deputy outfit, and it's weird, because I always see that, like, I always see them.
Hey, we were there, the opening weekend for the... I'm thinking of Harvest Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Over there at Underwood Farms.
You guys still dressed out in your deputy uniform and get down there?
Well, we were the SWAT demo, so we drove the Bearcat in.
Oh, okay.
And we're in our SWAT greens. So
oh, that's awesome.
Just hanging out.
That's cool. That's cool.
So,
that's
awesome. Yeah.
That'd be an awesome path, sure.
Hey, make sure you bust McClone's balls, all right?
Yeah.
That guy, I ride that guy so hard.
Yeah.
But he's a workhorse, man. He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's
solid.
He's the deputy that I'd probably talk to the most out of, like, closest.
Yeah, he's, common. Dude, follow his work ethic, man, because that guy has got a motor that just doesn't stop, so.
Yeah.
Cool. All right, man. Awesome. Preston, it was good to talk to you. Good to meet you. Appreciate your time. All right, have a good one.
You too.
Good luck with your career, too.
Yeah, appreciate it.
All right.